Some physicians say they are wary about the bill and want more patient protections, including our next guest, Dr. Don Lee, president of the Wisconsin Medical Society. And doctor, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So why doesn't the Medical Society support this bill in its current form?
Well, first let me say I'm just so happy to be here. I am proud to be a physician, and part of it is just letting the public know that we're here for you regardless, that we care about patients. I wanted to be a doctor since I was 5 years old and learned how to spell anesthesiologist. I mean, my dad was a practicing anesthesiologist in La Crosse and loved every minute of it and felt that medicine was the best profession. And I wanted to follow in his footsteps, and he told me to study hard, so I did. And I'm here to defend our medical profession because this is what we do, is to save lives and to help patients.
And so are you suggesting that doctors have such a high bar to become a licensed physician that it's not right that these other kinds of registered nurses, the advanced practice registered nurses, should have parity?
No, not at all. And I work with APCs, advanced practice clinicians, which includes APRNs, and it has been great. I also work with RNs, and there's not just a physician shortage critical, but there's a critical nursing shortage also. What I'm saying is it's hard to compare medical school with a master's degree in nurse practitioner, and it's hard to compare residency where we don't see patients by ourselves. We're in an academic center where an attending oversees all of our work, and we have to pass a medical licensure, step one, step two, step three, to even practice independently. So I didn't practice independently, if you will, till I was 32.
And so supporters say requiring 4 years of real-world team-based experience instead of the two that's in this bill boxes out advanced practice registered nurses. Why is that level, that 4 years of experience, needed in your mind?
Our position is to require 4 years of real-world team-based care experience before an APRN can advance to practice independently. Current law does not allow that. So we have moved. We support not the status quo, if you get what I'm saying. Like, we have moved in supporting independent nursing practice with modifications.
Do you think that patient care safety is at risk under the proposal that's being considered right now?
Right. So there's been a lot of studies about cost and quality of care. And I want to cite the National Bureau of Economic Research in November 2022, the Productivity of Professions evidence from the Emergency Department. And they used 3 years of Veterans Health Admission data on emergency department visits, and it finds that NPs use more resources and achieve worse outcomes than physicians, especially when dealing with complex patients. But as a physician, me personally, right, I see a physician as my primary care doc. My dad, if he has a physician, but I get it, there's a physician shortage. It can take 3 to 6 months to see his physician, so he sees an APC, which is earlier. But that APC is working directly together with a physician and introduces herself as, I work with this physician. And this bill would completely upend that.
What about those collaborative agreements? You think that's important?
I mean, if I'm working with an APC, I and that APC is going to work our butt off to provide the best patient care. Doctors are not in healthcare to simply make money. That's not why we became doctors. And so the vast majority of physicians work collaboratively, work with team-based care, with nurse practitioners and APCs to help patients.
All right. Dr. Lee, thanks very much.
Thanks.